The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Fishes flourish, and the dawn comes up light.
What? Hey! Hey, Peaceface! Look, I'm taking a shower. What happened to the water? Oh, my gosh, not a drop of... Hey, where is everybody?
Dear, are you upstairs?
Yes!
Can you hear me?
Yes, listen!
Can you come down right away and see what's wrong? There's no water! It just totally stopped!
Yeah, I know there's no water. For the love of Mike, look, I'm all covered with soap and there's not a drop of water.
There's no water, dear. You better come down right away. I'm trying to get breakfast.
Oh, come down right away. Look, didn't you hear what I said? Honey! Oh, where did she go?
There's no water.
Oh, yes, I am, Effie.
Yes, there's no water. I was just brushing my teeth and the water just went off.
I know the water just went off. I happen to be taking a shower and I'm all covered with soap.
Oh, dear. Well, I'll be downstairs and tell her.
Well, no, she knows. She just yelled at me.
Oh, well, then you better get out of the shower and go down and see what's wrong. Goodness, here I am with a mouthful of toothpaste.
Yeah, well, here I am standing like a snowman. I am lathered with soap from head to toe.
Well, what do you want us to do?
Oh, I can't do anything until I get all this soap washed off.
Oh.
Look, go around and make sure all the water taps are turned off.
Uh-huh.
And don't anybody use any. Maybe there'll be enough pressure to start the shower again and I can get rinsed off.
Well, if there isn't any water, nobody's using any right now anyhow.
Turn off the taps and try it.
Ordinarily, we'd say live and let live, but summer insects annoy and destroy. Once they get the upper hand, they can take all the joy out of life. Don't let midget marauders mar your summer, either at home or at the cottage. There are effective ways to keep them from joining your vacation or welcoming you home when you return. CBS Radio reminds you, pack a spray, keep them away. Just as you'd lock out thugs, lock out bugs. It takes a plan to have the summer fun you can. A plan perhaps like this.
And now Bridgeport, your very best spray to keep insects away, brings you Jonathan Winters as the Beatnik.
Now, like the other day, I'm digging a little stereo, and suddenly these bugs come out of the baseboards.
Passing right by me, Daddy, in review.
And I wiped them out with Bridgeport Ant Roach Killer. It's Deadsville, Daddy. Bridgeport Ant Roach Killer works fast. I'm hip.
Remember, for lasting protection against crawling bugs, get Bridgeport Ant Roach Killer. Bugs can't get away from a Bridgeport spray.
Now, look, I want you to stop talking like that. I had to send Betsy downstairs so she wouldn't hear you. Such language.
But look, the soap itches like crazy, and the shower curtains are cold.
Well, wrap your bath towel around you.
I would like to get the soap rinsed off.
Well, we're doing the best we can, dear. I can't help it if the water suddenly went off in the middle of your shower.
Well, look, I don't understand. There must be some water somewhere in this house. What about the tea kettle?
I had it on the stove. It's boiling, and there's no cold water to cool it off.
What are you doing now?
Well, I... put some water on for oatmeal, and I brought that up, but even that was already too warm, so I'm standing in front of the window trying to cool it off for you.
Well, it seems absolutely incredible that there is absolutely no water at all, in this house.
I know. It makes you realize how important water is, doesn't it? Makes you understand more what men go through on the desert.
At this moment, I am not concerned with men on the desert.
Well, I found some.
Oh, thank heavens, thank heavens.
Oh, Aunt Effie, that won't do a thing. He is in there, lathered with soap suds.
Well, it's all I could find.
How much is that?
It's in one of Betsy's doll's baby bottles, about enough to rinse off your big toe.
Oh.
Well, I've always thought it was silly the way you just cover yourself with soap suds, dear, to begin with, or waste soap.
Yes, my goodness, I should say so.
Look, just give me the oatmeal water, will you? I don't care whether it's hot or not. I can't stand it itching another minute.
Well, I'm afraid it's only a cup full anyhow, dear. It may be enough for 1 foot.
Look, just give me what you got, will you? And hurry up, please.
You better take the bath towel and just wipe the soap off, because you ought to do something about the water before you go to work. I'm washing clothes today. It's all right, Betsy. Have a nice day at school, dear.
Oh, you certainly don't realize how valuable water is until you don't have any.
I know. Thank goodness I filled the tea kettle. At least we had coffee. But I didn't have water for frozen orange juice. At least we don't need water for toast.
No. But everything tastes of toothpaste to me. I was right in the middle of brushing my teeth when the water went off.
When the tea kettle water really cools off, we can use that. Of course, if we wanted it to stay hot, it'd cool off in two minutes, you know.
Isn't that always the way?
I know, honestly.
What is he doing out in the yard?
I don't know. I thought he was in the basement. Oh. Dear?
Oh, it's nice to have it warm enough again to have the windows open. I think that's when you really know summer is coming.
Dear, what are you looking for? And what was the meaning of that?
What?
He just gave me a dirty look.
That generally means he's mad about something.
What did I do? Dear? At the risk of incurring your extreme displeasure and calling down the wrath of the gods upon me, may I ask once more what you seem to be looking for?
I am looking for the pump.
The what?
The what? The pump? What pump? Well, I guess that was another dumb question from the look he gave me. Come on, let's go out and help him look.
He doesn't look as though he's looking for a pump. He looks more like he'd lost his car keys or something.
Yeah, well, I hope he hasn't. That's all he needs this morning, I guess. Well, hi.
Do you know where the pump is?
What pump?
Look, please don't keep saying what pump.
Well, all right, I won't keep saying it. In fact, I'll go right back in the house.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I itch all over, so from just wiping that soap off, I'm nearly wild here.
Well, you certainly smell pretty.
Yes, I'm afraid I shouldn't have given you that bottle of cologne to rinse off with. Goodness, I didn't realize. You smell like a perfume factory.
Well, that's nice, on top of everything else.
And such a waste of cologne, too. How much is it, a bottle?
$2.50. You dumped the whole thing right on.
Look, never mind that now, huh?
Well, you're the one who brought it up. You said you itched it. All right. Go on. About the pump.
I am referring to the pump that we had put in, the pump that pumps up the water from our well.
Oh, yes. Where is it?
I don't know.
You don't know? What do you mean you don't know?
I mean I don't know.
Well, where's the well?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I mean I can't find the well, and therefore I can't find the pump.
Well, I never heard of such a thing. You must know.
But I don't know where any of it is. I give up.
What have you done when you had trouble with the water before?
We have never had any trouble with water before.
All right, now just calm down. Maybe it's in the basement.
It is not in the basement. I've looked all over the basement. There's nothing that looks like a pump.
Well, if you have a well, didn't they have to drill for water?
Yes, sure. Well, we didn't really have to drill exactly. I mean, that is not too far down, you know.
No. That was about the only nice thing that happened building this house. The only blow that we didn't get, there is a natural spring not too far down. So, like some people, we didn't have to drill down several hundred feet.
Mm-hmm, but they must have had to go down to the underground spring.
Yes.
Well, didn't you see them doing that?
Well, yes. We did that. I mean, I was out here. You were too, dear, that day. We saw them.
Well, where were the men working?
I don't know where they were. They did that before they even started to build a house. I mean, this looks like a... whole thing looked like a clearing in the woods, and I mean, I didn't get any sense of where anything was.
No, I don't remember. Well, I think you better call somebody, dear.
Well, I don't. My goodness. I think it sounds ridiculous for a man to have a house and to have to admit he doesn't know where his well pump is.
Well, we have to have water, Aunt Effie.
It seems to me that the well was somewhere over here near the garage.
I remember. Well, it could be. I just wouldn't know at all. I've never even thought about the well or the pump. I'm afraid when I think of getting water, I just think of turning on the faucet, and there it is.
Yes, I know. I generally do, too.
Well, that's typical of women.
Well, it's typical of men to know where the pump is.
Aunt Effie, please. Honey, stop scratching. It looks awful.
Help it. I don't even know who to call about the pump.
Call Mr. Rogers. He was the architect. He ought to know.
Rogers, yes, I guess so. I feel like a fool not even knowing where my own pump is. I ask you, how dumb can you be? All right. I'll call Mr. Rogers.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. He began his career in an obscure California radio station, and before long was broadcasting to a West Coast network. Then he became the voice of one of New York City's most respected radio programs, the Housewives Protective League. But Galen Drake's was a voice the entire nation deserved. His is a unique talent. He has a way all his own of getting to the heart and humor of humanity. That's why today, Galen Drake is heard coast to coast every weekday on CBS Radio on his own starring show. In addition to the down-to-earth style of the man himself, there's music and song, a special hymn each week, sparkling personal interviews with people Galen knows you'll want to meet. A master of the spoken word, whose words cast revealing light on life's lighter side, Galen Drake brings America the truth about itself wrapped in smiles. Every Monday through Friday at this same address, listen for The Galen Drake Show. Stop and smile with a style worthwhile. Get a loaf of sense tastily mixed with nonsense from CBS Radio's Galen Drake.
But look here. We have no water.
All right. Yes, have him call me. Thank you. Well, we won't have any water today.
No water, but I have to.
Now, listen,
I
might just as well calm down. First, I called Mr. Rogers. He hardly remembered us.
Hardly remembered us? We practically lived with him planning this house.
I know. He told me to call Mr. Dibble.
I hope he remembered us.
Oh, yes, but he didn't remember where the well is. He told me to call the pump man, so I called the pump man. He's out of town on a job. His wife has no idea where it is, and she'll have him call early tomorrow morning when he gets back. So
you mean we won't have any water at all today?
No. I hope he still has a diagram of the well. That's
all. Honey, stop scratching.
Well, I cannot help it. It's just soap suds that weren't rinsed off. That's
well,
all.
It doesn't look as though you're scratching soap suds.
Well, I cannot help it. I'm itching. Oh, look at the time.
You haven't had any breakfast, dear.
I haven't got time for breakfast. I'll grab some coffee.
For heaven's sakes, what is the matter with all of us?
What?
What do you mean?
What's the matter? What?
Look. Huh. Look at the lake.
What about it?
Lake? I don't see anything unusual.
Water.
Water. Yeah. Hey.
Well, it's too cold for him to have gotten in there and rinsed off anyhow.
Well, we could have carried a common pail. They're heated it a bit.
Yes, of course.
Boy, we moved out here because we wanted to be near the water.
Well, you know, there's one wonderful thing about you. No matter what happens, you never lose your sense of humor.
Yeah, well, boy, I better not. I'm beginning to think it's the only thing I've got. Well, goodbye. Do the best you can. I'll see you tonight.
Goodbye, dear. And stop scratching or people will think we haven't had any water for months. Dear? We don't think that
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and is produced by Walter Hart.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Tara Hartman speaking.